And you put them in a, generally sometimes you put those little ones in.
Yeah, you mean can them?
No, if you're going to eat them all.
Put them in salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cold. Yeah, that's in the window. I make it look simple.
Yeah. Oh, now most of the time when you're having a, not barbecue, but when you're having a, you know, steak, something like that, you have a, something with it. You know, baked
beans?
No,
baked potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always only make baked sweet potatoes, but you might think of it as baked iced potatoes. That's what you do in the north, at least. Here, it's nothing but sweet potatoes. Just do it as that.
Mm-hmm. Something that makes you cry when you cut it up.
Well, the onion will do that at certain times.
Yeah. You know the different types of onions?
Huh? Yeah. Yellow, white, Bermuda.
Bermuda?
Yeah. I think that's a strong kind.
Uh-huh. Now, some of the vegetables you've used in good soup.
The best way of soup that you can make in the world out of young roast-meal corn, young butter beans, and good soup, and tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Now, you put them two together, you've got the best soup in the world out of.
Yeah, but what would you use in the gumbo, this type of vegetables, this kind of green?
Well, my wife used celery.
Yeah.
And she just some other damn stuff that I never did grow how much I do with, but this is a green. But mostly when you make gumbo, you use celery and pepper, green pepper.
Do you ever use okra?
Yes, but I don't eat it with okra in it, so I didn't name it. They put the okra in theirs and mine, they take it out. So they add the okra to it.
Okay.
And then there's pilé. It's a little like that in mine. I don't like that odor.
Pilé?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it's a ground, it's a bay leaf, a certain kind of bay leaf, yes, and dry the leaves.
Yeah.
Pulverize it, it's a light powder.
Yeah.
And then you make your gumbo and you put a teaspoon, a tablespoon, according to how much gumbo you're making, put it down. And gives it a whang and a flavor that some people are crazy about.
Huh. If you leave an apple or a plum lying around, it will dry up and
shrivel up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The kind of vegetable comes in a large, leafy head, isn't it?
Cabbage. Chinese cabbage, nowadays, grows up into a long gulp like this.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. And you can grow one here. Yeah, it's wonderful.
If you've got to get the beans out of the pod by hand, you'd say you
shell them.
Okay. Now the large yellow flat beans were
lima beans,
and kind of beans you pod and all.
So let's see, that we can eat peas. Peas will do that.
You need peas like that?
Well, you get a young pea and snap it up, pull them all.
Uh-huh.
And that puts the, that really makes the peas fit to eat.
Yeah.
See, and you shell the rest of them that's old and cook them together.
Yeah, but the kind you just chop up, you know, the long kind of.
Well, that's the all kind of snap beans of all kind, yeah.
Okay.
Some pepper one bean, velvet, and all. 40 names there now.
Do you ever have beans?